His face was mottled. "Who sent you to talk with Miss Kyle?" I said.
"Ollie," he said.
"You know Ollie?" I said to April.
"No."
"Who do you talk to?" I said. April shrugged.
"He never gives a name," she said. "Maybe it's Ollie. I have no way to know."
"Tell me about Ollie," I said to the weightlifter.
"Ollie's got a crew," the weightlifter said. "Me and Tank work with him."
"What's Ollie's last name?"
"DeMars."
"Where is Ollie located?" I said.
"Andrew Square," the weightlifter said.
There was some sort of odd anticipation in his voice. I realized he couldn't wait for us to try our stuff on Ollie. Ollie would show us.
"He's got a clubhouse there," the weightlifter said. "Storefront. Used to be a chiropractor's office, right off the square."
"Why is Ollie asking you to annoy these folks?" I said.
"I don't know."
I smacked him across the face with my open hand. He ducked back.
"Don't," he said. "I honest to God don't know. Ollie just says, keep on them until they come around."
"Which means?"
"They'll talk business."
"With Ollie?"
"I don't know."
"What business?"
"I don't know."
"You know, Tank?" I said to the fat guy. He shook his head. "You agree with everything he told us?" I said. The fat guy nodded. "Okay," I said. "Hands on the wall, legs apart. You know how it works." They did as I said, and I patted them down. I took a gun from each of them and a wallet. I put the guns on April's desk. I took the driver's licenses from the wallets and handed the wallets back to them. "Tell Ollie we'll drop by," I said.
"How about my gun?" the weightlifter said.
"You guys will have to risk it back to Andrew Square unarmed," I said. "Beat it." They didn't like leaving the guns. The guns mattered to them. But there was nothing they could do about it. They turned toward the door. Hawk still blocked their way. They stopped. Hawk put the muzzle of his gun against the nose of the weightlifter.
"Don't come back here," Hawk said.
Nobody moved. Then Hawk stepped aside and the two men went out. We watched them through the front door and out onto the street.
"Thank you," April said when we were alone.
"It's not over," I said. "These two dopes may not return, but Ollie will send someone."
"One of us needs to talk with Ollie," Hawk said.
"And one of us needs to stick around here," I said, "to greet whoever Ollie sends."
"How about I do that?" Hawk said. "Give me the opportunity to meet the workers."
I nodded. "And I get to meet Ollie," I said.
"Should be you," Hawk said. "You so charming."
"Yes," I said, "that's certainly true."
"Will you be all right alone?" April said to Hawk.
What she meant, of course, was, "Will we be all right with only one of you on guard?" Hawk knew what she meant. He smiled.
"Be too many of them," Hawk said. "I can always run and hide."
April looked uncertain. "He's teasing," I said. "Unless you expect to be invaded by China, Hawk will be sufficient."
"You think I'm not sufficient for China?" Hawk said.
I waffled my hand.
"You might need me for backup," I said.